Letters to the Lord's Little Flock. Obedience. June 28, 2006. From the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy. For the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Addendum 2, abide in the doctrine of the Messiah. This question was asked of the Lord. Lord, how can we convert the sinner from their ways, and bring them the good news, and your warning, if we are to remain separate? Beloved ones, did you think you could change the hearts of the afflicted by human power? Human power is of no use at all. I, soften the hearts of the seekers, pierce the hearts of the insolent, and harden the hearts of the wicked. And what of you, Timothy? Have you saved even one of these thousands who have returned to me? Did you author all these words? Did you give the newly redeemed understanding? Did you pour out your spirit upon them? Timothy, have peace. I know your heart. Yet I will continue to make you an example to the people. Beloved ones, all of Timothy's apparent success in the conversion of these thousands, and soon to be many ten thousands, is answered in one word. Obedience. He has obeyed my voice. I gave him the seeds. He planted. You watered. And I brought forth the increase. So then how shall you change even one thought or action of those you love by keeping their company? How shall you teach the blind? What words will the deaf hear? Can you heal the tongues of the dumb? Beloved, I shall teach them. And if they forbear, I will rebuke them. I myself shall abase them. Therefore, as it is written, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship does righteousness have with lawlessness? And what communion does light have with darkness? And what accord does the Messiah have with Belial? Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? Beloved, kick not your foot against the stones, for you will only limp away wounded by the effort. You shall go where I send you, says the Lord.